This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. There were explosions in Gaza on Wednesday as Israel appeared to intensify airstrikes on the enclave, raising fears amongst Palestinians that a long-awaited assault on Rafah, which Israel has threatened to carry out, could be soon. Smoke rose on the horizon over Gaza after the explosions that came hours after Israel bombed at least three homes in the southern city of Rafah overnight, with one of the airstrikes killing 11 people from a family, health officials said. Pope Francis appeared to be in better health on Wednesday as he praised Israeli and Arab fathers who both lost daughters in the conflict, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
They lost their daughters in this war, the Pope says, and they're both friends. They don't look at the enmity of war, but at the friendship of two men who are fond of each other and have passed through the same crucifixion. Bassam Aramin, a Palestinian, lost his 10-year-old daughter, who was killed by a rubber bullet shot by an Israeli soldier, while Rami Elhalan, an Israeli, lost his 13-year-old daughter in a Palestinian suicide attack. Their stories have been told in Api Irogan, a book by Colm McCann. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Talks have restarted, aimed at bringing top Israeli officials to Washington to discuss potential military operations in Gaza. That word on Wednesday comes after Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu had canceled a planned visit this week because he was angry about the U.S. vote on a U.N. ceasefire resolution. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the White House and the Israelis are working on a date that works for both sides. The Prime Minister canceled the trip this week after the UN vote to demand a ceasefire.